this Saturday, it's the Purdue Philharmonic and Symphony Orchestra's in concert, and their director, Adam Bodoni, is in the studios. Welcome.
Hi, John.
This is a little bit of everything. I think there's some music that's based on Rossini that Britain looked back to. There's a world premiere, some beloved works by Tchaikovsky and Ravel. How is it to put a program like this together?
Oh, it's exciting. John, I think you know my style by now. I like to err on the side of a potpourri of styles and tunes, so that's what I've done here. And I'm a food eater. I very much like gastronomy, so I like to look at programming for multiple orchestras as sort of a buffet for the listener and also for the players. I think it's important at a university like Purdue to get as much meaningful rep under their fingers as possible.
And I imagine it's kind of nice on this first sort of concert that you're getting to learn new players and the players are getting to learn themselves. And so it's got to be fun to have works like Gluck and works like Ravel that they can really sink their teeth into and sort of get used to each other.
That's exactly right. And that's, you're spot on. That's why I chose the Gluck. It's fairly simple thematically and also rhythmically. And it really lays well for most of the string instruments. And so it gives them a chance to sort of dig into that and get to know the ensemble, what we sound like and what their colleagues sound like.
So Saturday night at 8, you'll take the stage at the Long Center with the Symphony Orchestra. And tell us what the program is and what you're looking forward to.
So the Symphony Orchestra program starts with the Gluck, the Iphigenia in Aulis. And then after that, we're going to do, as you mentioned, a Britten's Soirée Musicale, which he takes from a few Rossini songs and duets and also some William Tell elements. And then we're actually going to end the first half with the rousing Radetzky March by Strauss Sr., which is a great one.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get everyone to just start clapping along and doing all that sort of stuff. And then the second half actually has this wonderful world premiere, and you're leading the students, the Philharmonic students here at Purdue.
That's right. So I have the privilege of being colleagues and friends with this individual named Vasco Hexel, and he's the head of the film composition department at the Royal College in London. And I asked him to write a piece for us, so I thought it'd be fun to do a brand new world premiere. It's called Autumn at Wakehurst. And Vasco says, Wakehurst Place is a botanical garden southeast of London. It is the country estate of the Royal Botanical Gardens in Kew, featuring natural woodland and lakes, formal gardens, and an Elizabethan house, as well as Kew's Millennium Seed Bank. On my many visits to Wakehurst, I've always been struck by the wonderful variety of flora and fauna. The estate undergoes dramatic changes with the seasons, and when composing a piece for a September premiere, what better season to imagine than autumn? The rich colors of fall foliage gleaming in the afternoon sun, and a distinct chill in the air as one walks around the lakes, and a nice cup of tea waiting in the tea room.
Oh, man. It sounds like a lot of fun. That's going to be opening the Philharmonic program on the second half this Saturday at the Long Center with the Purdue Philharmonic. My guest is Adam Bodoni. And I imagine it's sort of fun for you as well as the students to put together something brand new.
Yeah, it is. It puts a nice energy into the room. We did a recording of it about 2 weeks ago. We had someone come in from our great technology office and recorded it for us, and we sent that off to the composer, and we got great feedback. I think it's a meaningful endeavor to do.
And then your program will then continue on with some Tchaikovsky and stuff that I think folks will absolutely adore.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's looking forward to the Tchaikovsky, of course. It's so over-the-top romantic. But I think the most arresting piece on the program is probably Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. If people haven't heard this piece before, it's just one of the most simple, pure, beautiful, ethereal types of pieces that just make you stop breathing. And it's so lovely.
As you go through and prepare a program like this and something like that is so incredibly delicate, like the Ravel, we know there's that lovely piano version and he's, you know, later orchestrated and it's got so many exposed parts. That's got to be a lot of fun to sort of work with kids that are maybe playing this for the very first time.
So the very first reason why I chose this piece wasn't because it's such a beautiful piece, but we have such a fantastic horn player who's a senior here. So I wanted to feature her just a little bit because those who don't know the piece, it has an extensive horn solo that's fairly up in the register. And we just have, strong winds and brass players here at Purdue. So I wanted to give them a chance to experiment with some chamber music playing. And that's sort of how we've been approaching this.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the program ends with Romeo and Juliet, and that's just such a fun one. And you sort of have those Heathcliff moments, you know, and those sort of heart on the sleeve. But again, this is sort of, I think, meat and potatoes, because this is something, if kids go on to, whether they play in community orchestras or professional orchestras, this is when they're going to end up playing again.
This will be with them probably for the rest of their lives. It will always be on classical music radio, no matter where you go in the world. It's on the top 50, you know, most recognized and most great themes, the Juliet theme in the piece. And the kids love it, and I love it. It really is, you know, I'm, you know, just between you and me and the listener, I'm not a huge fan of Tchaikovsky, but I really think this is a home run from beginning to end.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's a free concert, so no reason not to be at the Long Center Saturday night at 8 with the Symphony Orchestra and the Purdue Philharmonic. Adam Bodoni will be on the podium there, and we're looking forward to more. We hope you'll come back and see us again.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.